It's time for the Your Personal Bank Show with Ference Toth. In an era of chaos, confusion, and craziness, Ference is a voice for common sense. As a financial literacy educator, speaker, and entrepreneur, Ference cuts through the noise to help us understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Now, here's Ference Toth.
Welcome to the Your Personal Bank Show. This is Ference, and we have a very special guest with us today, Kip and Laura Brown. And I'm up here in beautiful Seattle, but I've been meeting with a lot of folks, did a workshop, have another one coming up, so it's pretty exciting. You may remember Kip and Laura. I interviewed them, I'm going to guess, 2-3 years ago. They've been longtime clients of mine, but they have been involved heavily in the real estate investment world, and they've kind of expanded from there, and we're going to let them talk about that. But first of all, Kip and Laura, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Ference. It's always a pleasure to be here. Yeah, it was, I think, May of 2 years ago that we did this last. So I'm super excited to be here again, give everybody an update. We just really have enjoyed, you know, the personal bank and the work that you do, we do with you. And it's been fantastic.
It's been so much fun to work with you and be able to help get your message out about your personal bank and how it has affected our lives and really getting the word out to other people that they can use it in so many different ways to really truly help design their lives the way that they want to.
That's really awesome. And I think Kip and Laura, your mantra, your goal, at least from my perspective, is really educating people, improving their lives in a lot of ways, financially and otherwise.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We even call ourselves the Life Design Duo. You know, that's we have a coaching practice that we've spun up, and it's really centered around helping people design the life that they want or something worth dying for.
That's awesome.
And you know, what we find is that so often people are out there just kind of going along, and they don't realize that they can really take control of things and that there's steps that they can take, mindsets that they may need to shift and those types of things to really truly be able to set themselves up with the knowledge and information and the tools to really truly be able to do the things that they want to do and enjoy life the way that they want to enjoy it.
That's awesome. And I remember you guys were in Phoenix, it was like I said, a couple of years ago, and we did a Topgolf event with some of our clients. And I remember introducing you guys to one of my clients that I knew would enjoy meeting you. Hey, John, this is Kip and Laura, and they do these kind of real estate investing, coaching, all this kind of stuff. And I said, and they're the real deal, I can tell you firsthand. So talk, go.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's always fun. Everybody that we get around that you've either introduced us to or we kind of brought into this fold, it's all about that, creating that mindset. I love hanging out with like-minded individuals because you really start to think differently. You start to think a lot more positively. And there's so many opportunities and tools out there that people, if they just knew about, they could really, really benefit their life.
Like I said, there's so many life coaches and stuff out there these days. And sometimes it's hard to know who's for real and who's just pretend. What is it? Fake it till you make it.
right.
But I can tell you, folks, if you're listening and you're interested in this type of thing, and I'm going to let Kip and Laura share more, obviously, but they're the real deal. I've worked with them for now 7.5 years. And I guess that's where we should start is, you know, when we met, kind of how, where were you guys at? What were you doing?
Yeah. So when we started, it really was, I mean, we actually met because of a real estate transaction that we were going to do. We were putting on a property tour with another gentleman that you actually work with. You know, he was sitting down and talking to us. He's like, hey, have you thought about, or I would like to introduce you to Ference. He does this type of thing. And, you know, what are your thoughts about that? And I was like, seriously, I am open to all sorts of new information. I am interested and intrigued. I am definitely open for the conversation because we had a variety of those tools, you know, retirement plans and things like that, that we were trying to figure out how to utilize in the best way possible for us to be able to really, truly be able to do it what we wanted to do. And it was those things that got us initially started. And that initial conversation that we had with you, you then opened our eyes to a variety of different things that we could actually do right then that we were thinking we were going to have to wait down the line to get into. And so that was what really spurred it, kicked it off, and then just being able to connect with what we knew, what we had been learning, and the things that you were able to help share really truly to help us design and start creating a pathway on how we were going to use that, which has expanded, of course, to a lot of different things that we were able to utilize it for, allowing us to help retire Kip from corporate America and be able to really truly start focusing on the pathway that we were at, what we wanted to do, and designing the life that we wanted.
Yeah, and Kip, I'm going to let you answer that, but I just have to comment on one thing Laura said. I love that. Is a lot of people ask me, what do I do? And the answer really is, it depends. And it depends on your financial situation, your goals, where you're at, what you can do. And I'd say, and this is my 25th year, probably 90, 95% of the time, like you just said, Laura, I can make immediate, significant changes, financial changes for people that enhance their financial situation right away. And then, of course, we can build, and whether it's using, you know, tax-free plans or IRA planning, retirement, whatever it is, it's amazing. It's very rare that I walk away from saying, well, there's not really anything I can suggest. In fact, I can't remember the last time I've said that to somebody. So,
right.
But,
yeah.
But again, Kip,
and
go
so
ahead.
Laura talked about this, and it was my ability to retire that really intrigued us. For the first time when we started talking with you, we saw the path that we could take in order to achieve that goal, because that was kind of what kicked it all off. I really, really wanted to be retired before I was 50, and I didn't see a good path to get there. The plan that I was on, the go to school, get good grades, get a good job, and then save for retirement, wasn't really working for me. It didn't matter how much we made. It didn't matter how much we were able to save on that. It was always just that bit out of reach. And when we saw your personal bank for the first time, we're like, oh, wait a minute, I can use this for more than just saving money. We can use it to pay off debt. We can use it as trigger money. We can use it to be able to achieve the goals that we had set forth and wanted to start doing.
And folks, it's radio, so you can't see Kip. He's not an old guy. In fact, you mentioned wanting to be able to retire before age 50. And I think from the point we met between the personal bank and what you did, I think you got to retire in about 3.5 years.
Yeah, so I retired at 48. So it was about, we actually had to take 5 years to do it because Laura, in the middle of that, actually were on target for 3.5, but then she got diagnosed with a brain tumor. And that, thankfully, everything's good. You know, we got out of that one. It wasn't cancerous, but it was very serious at the time. And so we ended up having to kind of put that plan on hold for about 2 years. But with the personal bank, man, talk about a life-saving opportunity that we had. If that had not been in place for us, it could have been a very different story.
Yeah, it can definitely help financially. And of course, part of the plan using the personal bank is using a life insurance policy. Of course, maximize cash value, but there is a death benefit. And at first, Laura, we couldn't get you approved because of the...
I became totally uninsurable, right, within about a 15-day span. And our plans had to shift and change with... Everybody has that come up. Life will always life you one way or the other. You never know exactly what it's going to do, right? And to be able to have some of these types of things in places and actually know what we need to do to be able to then progress and go, we put a lot of things in place. You know, our health became really important to both of us, not only just me, but Kip realized that, you know, health was a really big element of all of this and how we were going to live going forward. It was important to be able to get insurable again, to get ourselves to that place where, you know, when we were able to, and we actually were able to do it sooner than what we anticipated, just because of us taking those steps to really truly set ourselves up to be able to do that. But we had a point in the future that we were headed for, and that helps a lot. If you are just taking things as they randomly come, you don't maybe necessarily design the steps in place that you actually needed to do to be able to accomplish what you want.
Yeah, when life throws you a major, you know, I call it a body slam, you know, or hit you with a hammer in between your head with a sledgehammer, you know, and that's kind of what happened to you with your health. If you don't have a purpose, a goal, something to go for, it's going to probably keep you down. You have to have a reason to get back up.
Absolutely. I have seen so often, and after this experience can understand it even better, that it doesn't take much for health issues to take people out. They take away entire savings accounts within a blink of an eye, and then you have, you know, big big bills that you have to come up with, and you don't really have a choice to not pay them. Like, you either have to, or you go into debt, or you know, you drain everything that you've got to be able to do that.
People think that insurance is going to just cover everything in a situation like that. They don't. We had a $15,000 bill due before they started the surgery. Something about, you know, you might not come back from that surgery, so they want payment up front, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, and the other part was the great news, like you mentioned. I get asked this all the time, because you had a brain tumor.
Yes.
Right?
Meningioma, which was the size of a navel orange, actually, that they took out of my right frontal lobe. So, you know, when they talk about executive functioning skills, I actually truly understand what that means at this point in time. But yeah, it was benign, but it was of a size that I got diagnosed with Parkinson's disease before I actually discovered brain tumor. And it was a lot of those events that put in place, because at the time they didn't know that I wasn't going to be left with a debilitating disease after I got a tumor removed that was that size. So if I could make it through that kind of surgery, I could have been left with that. So
this was a major big deal.
It was. Likewise. It was.
This is no small thing. And a lot of people ask me this all the time. Well, you know, like you mentioned, you were uninsurable, but I think 4 or 5 years later after you had that, you had clean bill of health, and we got you insured. We got you covered.
We actually did it in three.
Three?
Okay. Yeah, which was surprising. You came back in three and said, let's take a look at it. It's a little early, but let's try and see. And you came back and you were like, hey, we were able to get standard, which was absolutely amazing. We weren't anticipating that. We were thinking that it was going to be a little bit different. But again, it's those design steps that we took about working with people to get our health back. I had lost 50 pounds. Kip had lost 50 pounds. We were in the best shape of our lives at that point in time, really, because we were taking the steps to really, truly do a lot of different things. It wasn't just for the insurance, of course, but it was a great benefit.
Yeah, it was really taking control and designing the life that you want. We wanted a life that had health in it. Our vitality became vitally critical to us in there. And it was those steps that we took that were able to achieve the results that we got.
Well, folks, I'm going to really encourage you to stay tuned with us with Kip and Laura. And as you can tell, they have a pretty incredible story where they came from, what they've overcome. They're turning it, their experience, and helping and sharing with others and improving their lives. And that's what I'm so excited about. So again, I'm going to encourage you to stay tuned in the next several segments. We're going to get into what have they done, and then what are they doing now, and how they can reach out and help people who might be listening.
Are you concerned about the direction our country is headed and how it may affect your money? I'm Ference, host of the Your Personal Bank show. Your Personal Bank provides a place to grow your money safely with guarantees, tax-free, and highly liquid. This keeps your money safe, and you can take advantage of opportunities regardless of the economic situation. For more information, contact me at yourpersonalbank.com or 866-268-4422. That's yourpersonalbank.com.
Welcome back to the Your Personal Bank Show with Ference Toth. Want more information? Contact Ference at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com. That's 866-268-4422. Now back to the show with Ference Toth.
Welcome back to the Your Personal Bank Show. This is Ference, and today we have an exciting show. I have a guest with us, Kip and Laura Brown. We kind of shared a little bit of their story, where they came from, some of the things they overcame. So first of all, welcome to the show, Kip and Laura.
Thanks so much, Ference. We appreciate you having us again. It is truly our pleasure and our honor to be able to talk with people and share with them what we can do to design the life that we were truly wanting to live.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic to be here. We're really passionate about helping people really, truly design a life that they either really want or one worth dying for.
That's awesome. So we met. You had the health issues. We got and put some plans together. You kind of got set back a couple of years because of Laura's health issues, but thankfully you got through that. Then what did you do? What direction you started heading at that point to get you retired from corporate life?
Yeah, there you go. So we took a couple really deliberate steps out there. We aligned ourselves with educating ourselves on real estate investing strategies. And what we really did was use all of the trigger money that we were able to amass or acquire through Your Personal Bank and funding the life insurance policies as our trigger money to be able to step into real estate investing. A couple different things that we really like to do. We love short-term rentals. We do that. Laura's an incredible designer. So we started a business down there, and I'll let her kind of get into that one because she's really the expert there and that piece of it. And then we also started doing some more. We did fix and flips. We did that for a while, but that one's tough because it's only as good as your next flip. You're always looking for that one. So we got into some more passive income type things where we were investing in seller finance notes and various different things like that.
So, you know, when we're talking about the design elements, what was really great about doing the real estate stuff at the very beginning and getting started in that avenue, because real estate is a great avenue for you to really truly start developing wealth and creating different income streams, if you will. And for me, you know, I got into it. I was the one that was kind of the leading force, if you will, because I really wanted to be able to get something going that I could do while he was still working in corporate America that didn't necessarily impose or cause him to have to, you know, step back sooner or be forced to step back sooner than what he was ready for or that we were ready for to do that. So real estate gave us that avenue. And designing and going into short-term rentals and understanding that investor ID for myself, it was a learning process to get there. But when I did, it gave me an avenue to really truly follow a passion that I had for understanding the energy that comes from the experience that is created through a short-term rental. And I really like that. I have a lot of experience. I actually, my degree, if you will, in recreation management was all about creating the experience for recreation in state and national parks. And I was able to then focus that and take parts of that into real estate. So it was just that stepping stone to be able to really step in and help us start creating those pieces of cash flow and income streams that allowed us to then be able to get Kip to the point where, you know, we could actually take that full step after our insurance and stuff with the health issues were set up so that we could make that step without, you know, putting ourselves in jeopardy.
That's awesome. So I get this question all the time. So I work with a lot of people and I show them how to free up monies with different accounts, use your personal bank. Again, one of its main strengths is it's liquid. It's highly liquid. It's insured, guaranteed, tax-free, but it's highly liquid. So if you have someone who's interested, I always get this all the time. I'm interested in real estate investing, so I can set it up so they have the ability to do it. But then the question I always say is, well, what type of real estate do you want to invest in? And then that's when I get a blank stare. Because there's so many different areas. You guys have already thrown some out. So what, if somebody was interested in that, potentially, what would you recommend they do or start? Or why would they contact you, probably?
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, right, contact us. We could certainly help with that.
Yeah.
But I would suggest that you really pay attention to the different strategies that are out there, the different avenues that you have available to you to get educated. Because real estate, it's wonderful. I love it. But it is actually kind of scary, too, and a little dangerous if you don't know what you're doing in it. Or if you listen to some so-called experts out there, you find a lot of them on YouTube running around. You don't really know their background. You don't really know what they've done. You don't really know how they've been educated. And maybe the way they're pitching this or what they're talking about is very specific to a local market that they're in. And you just don't know that kind of thing. So I would encourage everybody, get educated on how to do it. Find out what it is that you're passionate about, because there's so many different ways that you can leverage real estate. Find the one that makes sense to you that you can want to dive into, learn everything about that, and go find and utilize that strategy.
And if you missed the first segment, as I stated earlier, Kip and Laura are the real deal. I've been working with them 7.5 years. I've seen their tax returns, okay? So I can say it, tell you they're the real deal. If someone was interested in learning more about that or where to start or where to go, where would they contact you?
The best way to contact us is probably, you know, a text or a phone number, but we also do it via email. We can get some of those for you. You know, our phone number is 206-476-8073. That's mine. Kip has his. I'll let him tell his. But you can also contact us at our emails, which is Laura, L-O-R-A, at the Life Design Duo. So lifedesignduo.com. And Kip is K-I-P at lifedesignduo.com. Any one of those is really, I mean, we like personal touches. I mean, it's not something, real estate or anything else is not something that you can just easily text a contact and be able to get started, right? It's really truly having a connection about understanding where you want to go, what you want to do, what your resources are. Sometimes you have to take note of what you actually have available to you. If you have a personal bank available to you right now, you have different abilities to get started in different things than other people that may not necessarily have that avenue. So you have to understand, if you're struggling with credit and you're struggling with income or those types of things, there's different steps that you need to take to be able to start stepping into that world and really start making a difference for yourself. And it's totally doable. You just have to approach it in a different aspect.
Yeah, and you know, I think the big thing about that is, and Laura kind of really touched on this, everybody has a different starting point. So it's not like there's a one-size-fits-all. It's not like, hey, contact us and we can give you this training program and away you go. You know, that's not how that works. The reason you need a personal touch and the reason you need to get in contact with people is so that there can be some sort of an assessment on what tools do you have, what resources do you have available to you, and that's dictate some of your starting point. And a lot of it's mindset. You know, if you don't have the right mindset, or if you're afraid to move forward, you have a hard time understanding what resources you have for yourself, that's really where somebody like us can step in and help you identify. It's not about selling a coaching program. It's about identifying for you what steps will help you get to the next level that you want to achieve.
Yeah, I say this all the time. I've been an entrepreneur for 30 plus years. I've owned 4 different businesses. And when somebody says, I want to become a real estate investor, I said, understand that's a business, just like any other business. Don't think you can just step in and be super successful day one. You're going to make mistakes. You have to have the right mindset. And if you've never been in business for yourself, you're absolutely right. I firmly believe in the education aspect, the coaching aspect, particularly if you have had little or no experience at entrepreneurship. It's a different world than the corporate world, right, Kip?
Oh, it's a huge difference. When you get, you know, in corporate life, no matter how independent you are in the corporate world, because there's like my job in the corporate world is very independent. I got to set my own schedule. I got to do my own tasks. I had my own projects. I ran the P&L for, you know, multi-million dollar projects and things like that. So I had a lot of autonomy, which started to prepare me for entrepreneurship, but it wasn't the same. When you have to wear every single hat and every bit of responsibility falls on you, every decision that you make actually has some real consequences. Thankfully, I have Laura here to help me out. She was an entrepreneur long before I was, so that I learned a lot from her just in how she was running it, and I had a lot more respect for that in the end, because even though I did have that in my corporate world, it was radically different. And that mindset, I needed to go through that evolution myself. I needed to hire coaches. I needed to get mentorship and education in order to make that transition successful.
Yeah, I remember something you said, Kip, a couple of weeks ago, that once you started working for yourself and you were used to having your schedule kind of set for you, and then you didn't have a full schedule. Oh, let's go skiing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, yeah. I found myself getting easily distracted, we'll call it. You know, there's nothing on my calendar today. Look at that. It's snowing in the mountains. Let's go.
So how did you help him kind of get more focused?
Well, that you know, we are married and we're still married. So, you know, there's only so much that we could go on that. But what it is really connecting with the right people too. It's not always entrepreneurship can be lonely, right? If you're doing it by yourself, but if you can connect yourself with the right people that help you take steps in the right directions and really try to start focusing it, that was one of the biggest things that we did. Was we got him retired. And then we felt like we were floundering. I mean, we had kind of reached that pinnacle that we were going for. And it actually was an interesting struggle for us, because we were like, what's next? And even though there was so many choices out there, it didn't seem like there was a clear focus on what was next. We had already reached that one thing that we had focused almost 100% of our everything around designing our life to get him retired, right? And so, yeah, it was now connecting with people that helps us take it and figure out what our next passion was. What is it that we were really going for? I had something that I was going for, working on energy design, because after the brain tumor was removed, I really started understanding some things that I had taken for granted beforehand. When I talked to Kip about designing spaces, he was always like, I don't get it. Just we'll see it when it gets done. And I was like, he would be like, why are you doing this? And why are you doing that? And I would try to tell him, and it just didn't necessarily compute, right? And so I realized in the process of having to recover from a brain tumor and all of the impacts that it has on short-term memory and just processing differences and things like that, that I had, that I actually saw everything in pictures prior to, you know, that's how I lived my life. And it didn't occur to me that other people didn't have that same skill set.
You mean not everybody's exactly the same?
I know, right? And it's a hard thing. So when you're moving through life and things like that, you take things for granted, that because you never have known anything differently, and all of a sudden it was different.
Kip and Laura is going to be with us the rest of the show. I'm going to encourage you to stay tuned in the next segments. We're going to start talking about what are they doing now?
This is Ference, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. My show focuses on creating tax-free buckets of money, insured, guaranteed, highly liquid, and the ability to create positive arbitrage. Did you know this is the best time in over 40 years to invest in index annuities? An index annuity allows you to, one, grow your money safely without market risk. Once gains are locked in, they're guaranteed against future market loss. Two, double-digit potential upside on good market years with no losses in bad years. Principal is guaranteed. 3. A 7-8% fixed interest option is available in the first year. If you're interested in growing your money with potential index-related gains without downside market risk, this is the best time in over 40 years to consider an annuity. If your annuity is over 2 years old, the newer products likely have far superior potential returns. Please contact me at yourpersonalbank.com or 866-268-4422 for more info. That's yourpersonalbank.com.
Welcome back to the Your Personal Bank Show with Ference Toth. Want more information? Contact Ference at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com. That's 866-268-4422. Now back to the show with Ference Toth.
Welcome back to the Your Personal Bank Show. This is Ference. We have a very special episode. I have guests with me, Kip and Laura Brown. Incredibly interesting story. And if you missed the beginning of it, I'm going to encourage you to go to yourpersonalbank.com. You can listen to this or any of the previously recorded shows, and you'll want to listen to their story, where they came from, the challenges they overcame medically and otherwise. It's a pretty powerful story, guys.
Oh, really appreciate it, Ference. It's always a pleasure being on your show, and we just really enjoy helping people design the life that they want.
You know, it is always a fun time to be able to get on and have this conversation, because having the conversation is sometimes the catalyst that actually helps people get started on understanding that they can do that for themselves as well.
And actually, Laura, that is one of the reasons I wanted you guys back on after interviewing you a couple of years ago, because I know you've kind of evolved from there. You overcame the medical issues. You achieved, like you said, the big goal of getting Kip retired from corporate America. And then it was like, and then what? I see that a lot in people. They achieve something big, which is great, and then they flounder, like you said, because they don't really have a direction anymore, a new goal. So what did you guys do? How did you kind of go from there to what you're doing now?
Oh, that's a fantastic question, because I really did struggle with that. I found myself, it's going to sound overly dramatic, but without purpose. Like, it didn't feel fulfilled. The things that got me retired, the real estate investing that Laura and I are doing and all of the things that we had created in there was great, and I would encourage everybody to learn about real estate investing in various different ways and shapes and forms, but it didn't feel fulfilling to me. And so I went to Laura, and I'm like, oh, honey, I'm pretty lost here. Like, we got to figure something out, because I'm not having fun anymore with this, and I really don't know what what I'm doing with my day. And of course, that got Laura a little frustrated with me. That led to a discussion or two over the year about because I would sit around kind of almost in a state of depression almost with that. And that's really the catalyst. Unfortunately, all too often we wait for a negative catalyst to make a change. And the reality is you can make as profound or even more profound change with a positive catalyst than a negative. We always say with people, hey, if you had your closest family, friend, loved ones in a birdcage hanging over a lava pit, you had to go make a change. You had to go make some money. Could you do that? And it's a resounding yes every single time. When pushed and motivated like that, we can move. But why are we waiting for the people to be put in a birdcage over the lava pit instead of just going out and making the change, using that same energy, that same focus? And it kind of took a kick in the butt, or Laura to me, to be able to make that happen.
Well, and it was actually a catalyst that started us off in this new direction. Because of the brain tumor and the impact of it, I had been speaking and working on public speaking from the time I was very small. My entire family, that was an embodiment. We worked in the 4-H organization, and my parents were leaders of that. We became leaders. We started out as leaders as young kids because I was the youngest of five. I followed suit with what everybody else was doing, of course. And so by the time I came along, I was doing things at a very young age that my older brothers and sisters had been doing for years. And when I had a brain tumor, all of a sudden that impacted that particular piece of my life significantly. I couldn't speak like I could before. One, it was difficult to remember things. Two, as I said before, I saw everything in pictures. When you can't pull up the picture of what you are going to talk about and it's just blank and you've never experienced that before, it becomes a real disconcerting. But we met an individual, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Greg Kimball, was doing a presentation about speaking and having conversations, and I wanted to improve that. So he had an offering to do a short training, if you will, with him on the power of conversation. And that felt really right for me. Like, I always loved to learn. Like, I needed to continue to learn. I just absorb that. It gives me purpose. It gives me focus, those types of things. And so when Kip also saw that, he was like, that is something that really appeals to me. I want to be able to get up on stage. I want to be able to share a message like that that impacts people and really truly gives people an opportunity to grow and do things that they want to do. And so the two of us took that and ran with it. And it really did give us some organization and some help around that. Of course, Kip did really well. He was able to speak on the national stage the next year when that came up because he was able to formulate it and had a great story and had a lot of that. I was able to compete. For me, it was fantastic. I had achieved so much in the time span from learning from that and just continually doing the things that I needed to do, that really gave us focus on what we wanted to do and showed us where we wanted to maybe start going on the next half.
Somebody is just not maybe happy with where they're at in life in general, not just financially or whatever. They might need to reach out to somebody like you to kind of help them, give direction, coaching, steer them to the right resources. Like you said, they can get the right mindset to take the next step.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the best way to get a hold of us. I mean, I'll give you my phone number there on this. It's 206-474-5417. Just give me a call. We'll chat about that. Laura can give her number here. Or you can find us at our website, thelifedesignduo.com.
And that'll all be on our website so people can click on that. Go to yourpersonalbank.com. The info will be there. The contact info.
When you start meeting the right people and start making connections, so what people just need to do is they need to explore a little bit sometimes, identify the areas that they're actually maybe a spot that they could go through, but they have to do an exploration first. We went through an exploration piece of it, and that was actually more interesting than I ever anticipated because – what ended up coming from it was something that I had been doing for years, but I had never really thought that it was a value or different than what other people were already doing. And so when we started exploring that and I started actually realizing and doing some research, it was like, wait a minute, there isn't anything about this out there. And I got a lot of really good feedback from people and those types of things. Kip got a lot of feedback about what he was able to share and do that type of stuff, especially with building teams and interviewing and the stuff that he had really honed when he was in corporate America, how you can then use that as an entrepreneur now down the road. There are still key elements and there's still things that are really important for people to be able to do because people are building businesses. They're having to figure out who they're going to be working with, what kind of employees are they going to be bringing in, how to keep their teams together and motivated and working towards the good that you want as your business. And so it was all of these things coming together for us to really start being able to hone in and focus on an area that was actually very passionate for both of us.
Yeah, and Laura touched on a little point there that I think is so critical. When you hire a coach, most people end up hiring a coach for what I think is the wrong reason. They're hiring a coach to, in essence, absolve themselves of some liability. They want somebody to blame if it doesn't work. And that's not a coach's job. A coach's job is absolutely not to do the work for you. It's to identify what work needs to be done by you. And the whole point is, do you do the work? So a lot of times we'll be in our coaching practice and somebody will come up and they'll ask, hey, this isn't working for me. Why? And I'm like, my first question is, do you do the work? Did you do what we said? We gave you some suggestions. We talked about different things to do. And if you didn't do the work, then that's a problem. So when we went into this exploration period that Laura talked about that was so interesting to me, what I learned in that process was it's really about access to the right people with priority. And then you go down to services that can happen. If you are reversing it, most people are looking for the service and not the access to the mindset, access to the right people, access to the community to really bring you forward. They're looking for a service, which means you're just looking for somebody to do something for you. And that's again why I think a lot of people they find the wrong idea or go into a coaching session with the wrong idea.
One of my mentors, John Burley, always likes to say, "There's the 80-20 rule." We all know about that. You know, 20% do 80% of the work. Well, he says there's another category, the top 2%, as he calls them, the rock stars. And whether it's you're trying to find a good, you know, you need a good surgeon because you have a health issue. Do you want a surgeon who's an 80%er, a 20%er, or a 2%er? Well, that's kind of obvious.
Right? Totally.
You want to, and the problem is, if you just take any random surgeon, there's an 80% chance or an 80%er, right? Well, you can apply that in anything in life. You have to, like you said, Kip, you have to seek out. Sometimes it takes a while to find those 2%ers, whether it's your CPA or an attorney or a doctor or a coach or a financial advisor or whatever. Taking the time to surround yourself with those rock stars, those top 2%ers, is invaluable because the reality is we're all a combination. You've heard this, I'm sure, of the books we read and people we hang out with, right?
Absolutely.
So yeah, and I like what you shared there.
And it's that connection with people. It's finding a community too. I mean, you can spend a lot of time looking for all the individuals that might put it together, or you can look for communities that draw each other in. And when you find a community that has a lot of really great resources and people and things like that, you can really start shaving off the learning curve and being able to refine those choices a little bit better, or even understanding the questions to start asking to be able to then figure out for yourself who are those people that are going to be in the foxhole with you getting things done and, you know, ready to take bullets at the moment's notice if you need to, because entrepreneurship is a little bit like a foxhole. You got to get in and you got to, you know, do what you need to do to get out of that foxhole, right? Type of scenario, and do so and thrive.
Yeah, you got to find those people that I got your back.
Exactly. It's such a good point. I like finding community. Stay tuned in the next segment. We're going to finish up with Kip and Laura, and we'll talk about some ideas, maybe what someone can do who is looking to change or improve their life.
When people contact me, they often ask, what exactly do you do? And yes, if you contact me, I, Ference, host of the Your Personal Bank Show, will respond, not an assistant. I help people increase their returns, reduce taxes, increase positive cash flow, and reduce market risk. I accomplish your goals using various financial tools, including your personal bank. If you have questions or would like to discuss your situation, contact Ference at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com.
Welcome back to the Your Personal Bank Show with Ference Toth. Want more information? Contact Ference at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com. That's 866-268-4422. Now back to the show with Ference Toth.
Welcome back to the Your Personal Bank Show. This is Ference, and we're having an awesome show today. Some of my most fun is bringing people in and interviewing folks that I think have an interesting story to tell, can help other people. Kip and Laura Brown, you are definitely one of those folks. That's why I invited you to the show. So thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Ference. We really enjoy being here. I know that we have been talking about a lot of different stages from where we started, where we went, and where we've been going, and how to find a community, right, of people that can help you actually shave off your learning curve and really truly take yourself in the direction that you want to go and connect you with the people that can help you get there faster, sooner, and more efficiently.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure being on your show here and just chatting with that. We're real passionate about helping people design the life that they want. And it really starts with getting around the right environment. The environment that you're in gives off the energy that you can both take in as well as what you can give out to the world. And if you get around the right people, you have that right energy. That's where magic can really happen.
So you guys have an event coming up. Tell us about it.
We sure do. So we are connected with a group called The Final Percent. That really truly started to become the community that helped us on this new entrepreneurial venture. We were entrepreneurs in real estate, right? And we had an absolute fabulous community in regards to real estate investing. But the business side of it, when we started getting beyond that, it started to, you know, need a little bit more connections and a little bit different connections, if you will. And The Final Percent really became that for us, the energy for it. It was family friendly, which you don't find self-development communities that are really truly family friendly. Usually one person goes to an event, you come home, the other person has been stuck taking care of the family in the house and everything, and then doesn't get on board because they didn't have the same experience. So it is really a community that has been built around that. We have everywhere from babies and newborns all the way up, and people from all different walks of life, and it's a very rich community when it comes to the diversity and the quality of people. And we've got an event coming up here, our last one for the year, because we've been doing them throughout the year, but we have what we call a totality event. And this community is really focused on what we call the infinity model. The infinity model is a model that is built on four pillars of life: your personal, your professional, your vitality, and then also your community.
And so what we really love about this model is when you look at those four pillars of your life, they're all interconnected. Think of the infinity symbol where every, you know, curve is connected there. It starts up in your personal. And what personal really represents is your ethics, your standards, your morals, how you show up to the world. That has a direct reflection on your business in the professional world. So you in your professional world will be the reflection of who you are as a person. That will result in your ethics, the types of business that you're in, the way you handle your customers and the people like that. The combination of that really is at a chemical level in your body. It is regulating your dopamine, your serotonin, and all of your cortisol, which is all the stress hormones and things like that. That really is your vitality. And a lot of people, they'll if they're not in sync with their personal and their professional life, have the right types of ethics, moral standards, all of that that they've created for themselves. If that's out of balance, that leads to stress a lot of times. So your cortisol levels start going up. That is a direct reflection in your vitality, fit there. So what happens with that is people can relieve stress in multiple different ways. You can go to the bar or you can go to the gym, you know, kind of thing. And so that how you are working with a vitality, that energy, life force that you have with that, that attracts people around you. That's your community that you hang out with. And then, as you said earlier, Ference, it's you're the product of the books and people you hang out with. So your community supercharges everything. And what the Infinity Model really lets us do is take an introspective look at your life. And we use this in our coaching practice now when we're helping people. And this is really kind of the secret sauce around how to really see where people need help. So, for example, if your business is not achieving the results you want, you need to take a real look at that. What happens is most people will hide in some sort of vitality. When I had my, we'll call it midlife crisis after that, I was hiding skiing. As we said earlier in the segment, I would go off and go skiing all the time. I would spend all my time trying to recreate to get my mind off the fact that I really was bored and not fulfilled with the real estate side of this. And so the problem that I really needed to look at, though, was actually back. I had not become the person personally doing the things that I needed to do to have the business results that I want. So when you look at the Infinity Model, wherever you're struggling in that, the problem is almost always one back from where you feel the symptom.
That's awesome. That's incredible.
And we build events around this model to help people experience and understand it better, because, you know, you can try to explain it all you want, and until somebody actually has a chance to actually experience what that is like, it is hard for them to understand the power that it can have on helping them figure out what they need to do and where they need to go to be able to do that. So coming up here in Denver on November 1st through the 3rd is our next Totality event and the last one for this 2024 year. Next year, we're hoping to have a whole gamut of them. One also in Seattle here again. We haven't found out, but I believe it's going to be somewhere around the end of October, maybe the beginning of November.
Next year
in 2025. But yes, we're going to be having them all across the country. We might be having one either in Houston or Austin. I'm not sure exactly which one. We have them in Denver. There's actually one in Wyoming that comes in as well. And I'm sure that there's going to be some in Canada as
well.
Sure.
All right, there you go. So, Laura, if somebody was interested in getting involved with this or had an interest, where should they go or should they contact you?
There's two ways. They can contact us always. We are always open to sharing that information, or they can go out to The Final Percent. You have to put the THE at the end, at the beginning of that. So thefinalpercent.com to the events page, and you will see then when that menu drops down the different events that are scheduled and that you can connect with. If you connect with us, we'll give you some more information about hotel blocks and how you can connect with pre-events and those types of things that are coming in as well. But you can definitely always keep an eye on the schedule from the website at thefinalpercent.com.
Yeah, and this one's really cool because Laura is one of the featured speakers that will be at this event for that. So she kicks off the event with this incredible discussion around energy and how important the environment is around that. So you should spend just a second talking about that.
So, you know, when everybody is as an entrepreneur, right, we try to do all of the hats. And it's hard to be a dreamer, builder, and critic for your business and do so all at your maybe dinner table or at your desk that is in a room separate, right? And really be able to put yourself in those three places. Well, that energy that you need to have for those different things can be created for the social environments as well. So I've been working with the Final Percent on creating the environment where they can have these totality events where they're going through the entire Infinity Model, doing personal, professional, vitality, and community, but giving people an opportunity to be in the same place but have a totally different experience so that they're ready for their mindset on how we set the room, how we design it, the lights that we use, the music and the different things that are happening so that they can be ready to do personal, and then they can switch after a break and move into the professional. So we start off the totality events typically with an explanation of a little bit about why that is and how does it work and how we've actually systematically structured the entire event to give people that new and vital energy for every single segment so they can take advantage of it.
Yeah, environment plays a big role in our moods and how we feel. And yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
Being an entrepreneur, and like you said, it can be lonely sometimes. I have sort of a routine, certain music I listen to, things like that, the beginning of each day to kind of get started. And that gets me in that mode.
And there's five senses that go along with that. It, you know, it. People don't think about it. You know, you have your vision, you have your hearing, you have your, you know, your taste, smell, all of those things. And I count energy as the sixth one. You know, you have your five senses, but energy is really the sixth one. And it's really truly designing the space for the energy that you're looking for, whether that's relaxing energy at the end of the day so that you can relax, recharge, unwind from a busy day of doing lots of business stuff. Or is it that, you know, high impact, high energy where you want to work out, you're working on your vitality and you don't want to be put to sleep in those rooms, right? So It is all of those types of things that we incorporate and work through during these types of models and events.
Well, as I said in the beginning, Kip and Laura are the real deal. There's a lot of coaches and coaching people out there. They've lived it. They've done it. They've experienced it. They're giving back to others. That's really awesome. So if you're interested in reaching out to them, you can go to yourpersonalbank.com. All their contact info will be there. I've got one last question for you guys. This might be a hard one. Maybe not. I've watched you. We've worked together the last 7.5 years from the beginning, where you're at, where you've gone. Where do you see yourself? Where do you see you guys in 5 years from now? Where are you headed?
Love that question. Well, we're going to continue to expand our coaching practice. Our mission, if you will, is to be able to empower or equip. I don't really like empower or help. I love the word equip, because we want to equip people with the right skills, the right mindset to be able to go and design the life that they want. You know, a lot of people, I do a lot of motivational speaking these days for the Final Percent. I'm out there. I'll be also out there in Denver giving a talk. And I start out my discussion a lot by showing people you might be at halftime in your life. You know, we all understand the football or anything like halftime. You might be in the 2-minute warning. You know, might not have a lot of time left. Maybe you're on a 35-second shot clock. The problem is you don't know how much time you have left, because life has a way of hiding the game clock from you. And we've had recently several business partners. One of them passed away. A couple others aren't in the best of health on that. And it really puts it in perspective that you should do what you can, all that you can with your time. So our goal and mission is to help people really figure out what it is that they want to do, how they want to design their life, and give them the right tools to be able to do that.
And, you know, for me, it's the same type of thing. It's really truly taking our passion and being able to move forward. That's the exciting part, right? Is that we are able to start taking the things that we feel are really impactful for people, moving it forward. And in the next 5 years, you know, I've got a book that I'm going to be publishing and a variety of different things like that. It's exciting. I don't know exactly what it'll house, but it will definitely be out there and people will hear about it.
Well, as long as I've known you guys, based on where you're at, where I see you going, I'm looking forward to talking to you again in a couple of years, see where you guys are at. It'll be exciting. Thank you for joining us today on the Your Personal Bank Show. And I'm going to encourage people to stay tuned next week. We'll have some more great information. And as always, as long as it's on our money, in God we trust.
Contact Ferentz at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com. That's 866-268-4422. This show is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information. The presenter and guests of this program do not engage in legal, accounting, or tax advice. Professional advice regarding your situation should be sought.
Would you like to sponsor the Your Personal Bank Show, hosted by Ferentz Toth? We are looking for like-minded partners who want to join our rapidly growing radio show. I frequently state, economic freedom is freedom. Thomas Jefferson wrote, "A well-informed electorate is a prerequisite to democracy." Contact me at 866-268-4422 or yourpersonalbank.com to help increase financial literacy and protect our freedoms.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.